you very much, Mr. Vice Chairperson. Honorable High Commissioner, Mr. Vice Chairperson, distinguished participants. Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and its member states. Let me first express our highest appreciation to the UNHCR's involvement in providing critical assistance to its persons of concern under current health emergency circumstances, especially in the context of the 70th anniversary of the 1951 Refugee Convention. We acknowledge the work of the UNHCR personnel tirelessly engaged to deliver the urgent assistance and protection to the people on the move. We would also like to express our highest recognition to all countries generously hosting refugees from their regions in the light of the new and protracted conflicts and crises. In the context of sudden and urgent needs, once again, worlds seem to reckon with the possible risk of the outbreak of a migration crisis. The gravity of changing situation in Afghanistan requires careful and coordinated response from the international community. Poland is actively involved in these efforts, including by temporary admission of 113 Afghans to Poland, granting humanitarian visas and accepting Afghan people and their families. Poland managed to successfully resettle by air people from Afghanistan who cooperated with our military and diplomatic staff and employees of the International Monetary Fund and Lithuania's Afghan collaborators. At present, this particular situation in Afghanistan creates new challenges, such as risk of new smuggling networks and the illegal migration routes. Since 2002, Afghanistan has been a part of Polish humanitarian assistance. Over the years 2002-2019, Poland contributed a total over $45 million to the development of Afghanistan. In 2021, we already supported the World Food Programme actions in Afghanistan. Mr. Vice Chair, distinguished participants, Honorable High Commissioner, Poland pays close attention to protracted crises, including those in Syria and its neighboring countries. We deliver humanitarian support to the region using various channels. We contribute to the European Dedicated Trust Funds, as well as by donating funds to the UN humanitarian agencies. Over the last years, we have been taking a twin-track approach by contributing to UNHCR's regular budget and donations for humanitarian crises in the Middle East, in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Yemen. Since 2012, Poland's overall donation for the UNHCR amounted $7.2 million. Honorable High Commissioner, in reference to the statement made yesterday by the distinguished representative for Belarus, let me brief you shortly about our recent migratory situation. This year, only Poland records that the number of applicants for international protection is already several times higher than the number of applications submitted in the same period last year. We have been grieved by the tragic fate of migrants who lost their lives, becoming victims of the instrumental use of migration to exert political pressure on the member states of the European Union. It is our position that people's lives must not be subject to such harmful and shameful activities. To avoid further tragedies and prevent humanitarian crises on the territory of Belarus, we call on all states to prevent the process of weaponizing of migration and stop irregular migration flows through Belarus. It is with highest concern for us to observe that in our region, the irregular migration is used as an instrument to exert pressure and achieve political goals. Poland is making far-reaching efforts to protect the EU's external border and effectively manage migratory flows to prevent any attempts to cross it illegally. It should also be emphasized that other countries in our region are struggling with the similar problems. The above issue requires significant involvement of the international community and should be a vital element of the UN agenda. At the same time, let me assure you, High Commissioner, that the Polish services make any possible efforts to assist anyone on the Polish territory if they are in need of such assistance. What is more, in our neighborhood, the Polish government has sent 8 convoys with an in-kind assistance in response to the needs of Lithuanian authorities caused by illegal migration flows from the territory of Belarus. The convoys included tents with equipment, power generators, blankets, and camp beds. Honorable High Commissioner, Let me once again express our highest consideration for the arduous work of your office in all UNHCR personnel. We trust your assessment of the situation worldwide. It is of a complex and balanced nature, performed in an objective and evidence-based manner in order to support people in need and assist countries in fulfilling their legal obligations towards all persons of concern. I thank you.